Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next!
We're gonna tear down the mailbox, rip out the floor, smash out the windows, and knock down the door.
Okay, everybody, happy Friday. Happy hour. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Man, it never fails.
Something.
It never fails. There's something every week when we try to start this show.
I know. Whatever.
Man,
whatever.
I got a minute in and Steph goes, I don't think we're on.
We're not on. They're playing commercials.
Do
stop.
It again.
Start
you never,
over.
You never know what's going to happen.
So
One more time.
I don't know what all you heard or didn't hear overlapped.
Maybe you're hearing this for the second time.
It could be. It could be. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Technical difficulties.
Whatever.
If this
it's
is
Friday.
The second time, let us know which one you like best.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get this far in the first time, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get too much farther, let me just say that, happy Friday, everybody. I know that my week wasn't too bad. I know my Blushing Bride's week was kind of a biatch.
Yes.
Browser at 10 and 2.
Yes. I'll get them out of my hair. Anyway. I'm just glad I still have hair.
Right. Anyway, let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio this evening. Hannah Claire, I've got to mention...
Yes.
Well, Hannah Claire is my little girl, and she sits over at the opposite end of the table from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to mention that you're looking very cute this evening.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're looking really good, hon.
Thanks.
To Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie, who had the rough week.
Yes.
Stephanie. I know you're glad it's the weekend.
Yes.
Anything you want to add to that?
No.
Let's just do the show,
drink.
Get it over with, and drink.
Can we drink early, please?
Right. All right. To my blushing bride, Stephanie's right, is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Right.
Anything that you want to add? To
I have gas.
Oh, great.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm sure our listener will appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'm sure they will.
Not they, Ty. Usually it's just one.
Singular.
I think we have two phone calls last week. We had Sarah from Sefner and Patty from Pinellas Park.
Yes.
How about that?
And we
that
had
reminds
two
me,
listeners.
Yeah, that reminds
That's
me
plural.
That if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. I almost lost the
four.
Puberty.
Puberty, right. Yeah.
Little you should see Disney trick
you
there.
You should see what's going on downstairs.
Oh, no.
Just kidding, everybody. Here we are. It is Friday. My name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next couple of hours.
Oh, is that why the show's called that?
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Strange things.
Strange world we live in.
Yep.
Stranger things.
So, anyway, kind of a rough week for a few of us. Mine wasn't so bad. Pretty busy, but here we are, and we are now tasked with entertaining all of you.
Yes. And ourselves.
And ourselves, right.
It is our charge.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the things we do before every show is we try to have a pre-show dinner. Yes. Usually we go out to a local establishment and try their wares. And
I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Was not
going to
happen with the way that your week was going, especially your day. So you planned ahead.
A little bit.
And I think you did
Look
so wisely. And you threw something in the crock pot.
I made chicken marsala, in the crock pot.
Man, I tell you what, I came home. I actually left work early. I left at 2.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I left at 2 mm-hmm. Because I knew I had a lot to do to get ready for the show. And I walked in the door and I was like, oof, what? This is like heaven.
What is that?
What is that cooking? And I noticed that Hannah was home, but I knew that she wasn't cooking anything.
All right.
So, yeah, no. I mean, hot pockets don't smell like that.
No, no, they don't. Or chicken pot pies.
Right, yeah. So anyway, chicken marsala.
Yes.
I still, you know, I haven't tried it. I can't wait to. It looked like I watched a couple of you try it, and it looked like the chicken was just falling apart.
Yes. Yeah.
Butter.
Looks wonderful. Hopefully it is delicious. Mm-hmm. Luckily, yeah. As I was trying to plan ahead, mm-hmm. and I did not know you could actually purchase this, but you can, marsala sauce that's already made.
Pre-made.
So it's not like I was in there slaving till 2 in the morning sauteing the mushrooms and adding the
chicken in
wine.
A couple of jars and...
And called
voila.
It... Voila! Yeah, turned it on and ran out of the house.
Nice. Right. Well, that's cool. That's very cool. You know, we didn't really go out too much this week.
We went to the Hideaway Cafe Saturday night.
That was Saturday. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But we did go to one of our favorites for dinner earlier this week. We went to Daly's.
Yes.
Daly's Burgers.
Which yes. is becoming a daily thing for you.
Well, well no, yeah. no. It's not like that, Ty.
Yet. Kind of.
Yet.
No.
It's nothing like that.
You know it's bad when by Wednesday... I come home from work, and Dad looks at me, and he goes, so are you hungry? And I said, yes. He's like, well, what do you want? And I was like, Daly's. I need a burger
and
now.
And when she said Daly's, I was like, yes, we are somehow connected, because I was thinking about Daly's all day.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that particular day, maybe that was Monday.
No, I know it wasn't Monday.
It
was Wednesday.
Well, what I did earlier this week, I decided that I was going to take salad every day for lunch.
Right.
So by Wednesday, yeah, I was ready for some red meat.
Exactly.
I was ready for a burger.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something. If you're looking for a great burger, you got to go to Daly's.
Got to go to Daly's.
And it's located right here in Little Old Seminole. It's actually located at 10754 70th Avenue, right here in Seminole. Fantastic place.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Little hole in the wall, but man,
amazing.
Fabulous
food.
Burgers, fabulous fries, and I've not had anything else there but the burgers and the fries.
Well, I've never been able to even look at anything else on the menu.
No.
When you walk in, you smell those burgers.
Yeah, and it just grabs you.
Well, somebody still needs to try a shake from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shakes. I'm a little lactose intolerant.
Right. I have to plan that visit.
Well, hey, you know what?
They're big babies.
That'll help you.
Help me what?
Yeah, I'll be trying to eat healthy. Get rid of that burger real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. What else? Oh, this just in.
Yes.
Chipotle. Is that how you say that? Chipotle?
Why not?
The
something.
Restaurant.
That's close.
Chipotle is testing deliveries by drone. A spokesman for Chipotle said, if your food is going to fly out of you, it might as well fly into you.
Nice.
to you. Yeah.
Where's my thing?
It's classy. Mm.
Classy. Very.
I've not ever been to a Chipotle.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I hear people rave about it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No? What
do I don't know. Like? It's weird. It's not my style.
Isn't it like sort of like you go through like a lunch line?
Yeah.
And you just tell them.
They just slop it all together.
Right.
Big. I don't know.
What's wrong with that? That sounds great.
Sounds terrible.
Hannah doesn't like her food to touch.
Oh.
So that becomes a problem.
It's the autism.
But it's better. It's better than Taco Bell, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely better than Taco Bell.
But it's got the same cleansing properties. It'll clean you out.
For some people, yeah.
I honestly prefer Taco Bell.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Taco Bell.
Aren't you sassy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always has been.
It's mm-hmm. the autism.
Yeah.
Is that what you have? Anyway, let's talk about sports, man. My one...
Go to sleep, guys.
Yeah. My 1-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
I'm Woo-hoo. So proud of them. Oh, my God. Go I'm Bucks. Proud. I'm so proud. This weekend, on Sunday, they travel to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. If they put on a performance, anything like they did last weekend in Atlanta.
I will be so happy.
Yeah. I mean, here's a team that struggled so hard last year. I mean,
and the year before, all we and did, the year before.
Last year, all we year did is before. Shoot ourselves in the foot because it was penalty after penalty. We were the most penalized team in the NFL. Sunday, I was so proud watching them beat the Falcons. I think they may have had two penalties.
Right.
And neither one of them were that drastic.
Right.
Nothing that nothing. Changed the face of the game, anything like that.
Well, and nothing just ridiculous, mm-hmm. you know, like offsides.
Right.
On, you know, because you lined up wrong.
Right.
You know, those are the ones that just frustrate me.
The ones that make me the maddest are the personal fouls.
Right.
The 15-yarders. It's like, look, man, just go back to the huddle and, you know, don't start a fight.
Right.
Don't get involved in a fight.
You've got a whole game to tackle that guy again.
Last year,
you're making millions of dollars.
Last year, we would have four or five of those penalties a game.
Right.
It was ridiculous. There was a game that I watched last year that it was like every play, there was a penalty. It was like, come on, man. It was like 11 penalties right in a row.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. It's unwatchable.
It is unwatchable.
Frustrating.
Very frustrating.
But so I was very proud to see last Saturday. Sunday, right? So, thank you. When they beat the Atlanta Falcons 31-24, that it looks like they've gotten their act together.
Yes.
A lot more discipline.
Very excited.
Another thing that I was pleased about is Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Our second-year quarterback. The kid's he's a stud.
He is.
He's a stud. I'm telling you, this kid's going to have a great career. If he can stay healthy, and I think he will, because he's not the kind of quarterback that takes a lot of chances.
Right.
He stays in the pocket. He does his thing. He's not, like, running all over the place. I really think he's going to have a great career. He made some passes during that game on Sunday that were fantastic.
Fantastic.
And
yes.
One of the things I like is we finally have a quarterback where the coaches are
letting him throw the ball?
Comfortable letting him throw it downfield.
Right.
Because some of those passes were quite long.
Yes.
For big gains, and I like that. I like seeing that. Another thing that I really liked about Sunday's game was that our defense is on fire.
Yes.
I mean, they're no.
We're doing it.
no BS.
We're
doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. I mean, we're hurrying the quarterback. We're sacking the quarterback. We're making interceptions. We're all over the field. We're all over the ball. I like that.
Right.
Looking forward to a very good season this year from our Buccaneers.
Yes.
Sunday's game against the Cardinals out in Arizona starts at 4:00.
Okay. Oh, good. So, I love 4:00 games. Yeah. It just.
A little bit later.
Right.
It gives us an opportunity to do some stuff earlier in the day.
Right.
And then settle in.
More of the day to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays are in Baltimore for a weekend series against the Orioles. The Orioles are currently sitting in second place of the American League East. This series started last night with our Tampa Bay Rays beating the Orioles 7-6. So that's very good. One of the things I got to say this about the Rays. They're playing better baseball right now than they've played all season.
Right.
And right, unfortunately, now it's too late.
It's too late.
But I guess this is sort of like a...
Whatever.
Things to look for next season.
Hopefully. Right. Hopefully. Hopefully next year will be a better season.
Right. Let's go to college football. Our state games are Florida State at Louisville. That's at noon. Miami at Appalachian State. That's at noon. USF at Syracuse, that's 3:30. UCF plays Maryland here at 7 o'clock. And my Florida Gators take on North Texas at the Swamp at 7:30.
So there's your Saturday.
There's your Saturday.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow, everybody. Let's see.
That is tomorrow. Wow.
That is tomorrow. And finally, our Tampa Bay Rowdies take on the Carolina Railhawks tomorrow at Al Lang Stadium at 7:30 p.m. I want to go to one of those games.
What's a railhawk?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Doesn't sound good.
It does. Railhawk.
Can a railhawk play soccer?
Sounds like something like a bird that hangs out on the railroad tracks.
Right, which does not sound like a good idea.
Well, maybe that's big in Carolina.
Maybe. Maybe they're aggressive.
I want to go to one of their games. I mean, it's just right downtown.
Right.
But I want to have one of their jerseys.
Ugh, you and your garb. Accessories.
Yeah. You gotta have the garb.
Yeah, you can't go unless you've got the right fashion.
You gotta have the garb, man.
You own a green shirt.
That's close enough.
Yeah. We have a Sharpie. Oh, Rowdies. So
put some yellow stripes on it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You get all kinds of duct tape now.
Different colors. You don't like soccer.
I might.
No,
you won't.
I don't think you will.
I think I would like it because Al Lang Stadium is not very big, so it's going to be a lot more intimate.
Okay.
Seems like every time I watch a soccer match, it's
is
like...
Is that what you want out of a soccer
game? Well, it just seems like every time I watch intimacy. A soccer match, it's in this huge stadium, and it's almost like, you know, you're sitting far away from the players. I think at Al Lang, you're like right on the field, basically. So it's like you're part of the game.
Okay.
And some of the commercials that they air... They make it look pretty exciting.
Okay.
There's a lot of editing that goes into that.
That's how commercials work.
Have you ever seen a baseball commercial?
They make everything look exciting.
Oh, I guess
so. Like home runs all over the place.
So I'm back to, we'll wear the green shirt. And if you like it, then we'll talk jersey. Hmm. How's that?
Okay.
Your birthday's coming.
I might become a hooligan.
Might? Become? There are so many words that are wrong with that statement.
Yeah. Soccer hooligan.
Soccer hooligan. Mm. Yeah, dad soccer. All funny. Right. funny. Mm.
Who's ready for a cerveza?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay.
Everybody. Get that going.
If we can do anything on this show to get Mom's eyebrows out of her hairline,
it's not
and back
gonna,
on her face.
It's not going to happen. It's going to take days.
Still at 10-2.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to take days.
All right. Why don't we do that? Let's do our beer tasting. I do want to say again that if you want to give us a call, it's 727-498-0502. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. When we come back, we're going to do our beer tastings.
Beers.
Zuh, with an S.
Zuh.
We'll be right back.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests or listening to the radio or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, what did you have? Say, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
What else?
Oh, no takers.
No takers.
Wasn't sure if we were still doing it.
Yeah. I know. Of course we're still doing it.
You never started. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know what? No beer for you.
Get on the team, girl. Anyway,
he's going to make you play soccer.
That's it. That little ditty that we played before called I Like Beer was by Tom T. Hall.
A country legend.
Tom T. Hall.
I like that song.
Yeah, I did too. I was looking for a different song. You know, I always try to play something before that break.
Right.
That has something to do with drinking.
Drinking.
Or beer.
Well, there's lots of those.
Yeah.
You just got to start listening to country.
Well,
I went
to Google and I pulled up beer songs or, you know, that kind of thing. And it gave me a list of like 15. And I went through a lot of them. A lot of them weren't so good.
15, well, some of them maybe are better if you've already had some beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
you
makes
know,
a difference.
Probably.
Kind of like women get prettier the more beers you have.
Anyway, let's do this beer tasting. I'm going to the satchel.
It is. Oh, did you say moist satchel?
I did not say moist. I said satchel.
Just the satchel today.
Just the satchel.
Does that mean the beer is warm?
I understand that moist is off-putting.
Oh. Ah,
quite. It's not a word that everybody likes.
I can't imagine.
This particular beer, I really like it, and I almost bought it just because of the bottle.
I thought
that seems to happen a lot.
I thought you bought it because of the name of the brewery.
Brewery.
How do you say that word?
All right, brewery. I am starting to pour the beer.
Pouring the beer.
Oh, he's pouring.
It's ooh. Glass bottle, okay. Glass shotgun. Ooh,
it's black.
It's
It's a little purplish, kind
purple.
Of.
Purple?
Yeah, orange, purple.
He's colorblind.
I've gone blind.
It's definitely colorblind. Not a clear beer.
All right, well, let me tell you that this, and we have two beers this evening. Actually, one is a beer and one's a cider.
Mm, the right? Cider's just for Hannah.
Mm-hmm. This first offering comes from Funky Buddha Brewing Company, located in Oakland Park, Florida. And the name of this offering is Blueberry Cobbler Ale.
I'm not smelling blueberry cobbler.
Hannah Claire, give it a taste.
I am smelling a little Funky Buddha, though.
Oh.
Come on. Really?
Tastes like olives.
Olives?
It smells like olives. That's funny
it
that you said
like that.
It
does smell like olives. You're right.
And it does taste like olives. You know what, though? I kind of like it. It's kind of like a martini.
It's olivey.
It's very olivey.
Hmm.
I do not...
I taste vanilla.
I do not smell blueberry.
Tastes like all of the other reindeer.
There's like a hint of vanilla, but that's like olive.
Olive vanilla. It's not bad. I like it.
Yeah, I could get used to it. I could definitely get used to it.
Freshly squeezed capers.
Yeah. It's like salty. Yeah.
I definitely taste olive, though.
Yeah.
Green olive. I can definitely taste that.
I like
blueberry and olive.
That's not so bad. Mm. I'm not offended by that.
Somebody should make an olive beer because this is good.
I'm offended. I need my safe place.
On the bottle,
under the table
it
tie.
Says, this deviously crafty brew.
I might even be triggered.
Ain't your grandma's fizzy blueberry lager. Blueberry Cobbler is a copiously blueberried glass of goodness with real cinnamon and vanilla added. It's purple. Not because we added coloring, but because we use natural blueberries. So go ahead and sneak a slice. We won't tell.
Did they put the wrong beer in our bottle?
Yeah, do we keep getting bad ones? It's not even purple.
Yeah, where are they getting this purple?
This is orange. Yeah. Oh, maybe they're colorblind, and they see orange as purple.
And that's why there's olives in it, and not blueberries.
Exactly. Oh, they're black olives.
Okay, now, I've completed my shot glass, and I did it in like three little sips.
Mm-hmm.
The more I've had of it, the more I can taste the blueberry.
No, I'm still getting olives.
I'm getting the vanilla. I'm getting the cinnamon and
hold
olive.
On, let me try Hannah's. Maybe it's different.
Yeah.
You're what's turning purple.
Violet. You're turning violet, Violet.
Yep.
What's the alcohol content on
the
this?
The alcohol is 5.4% by volume.
Okay, Ty, I get to have yours, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose it pairs best with?
A martini.
A martini. Mm-hmm. So you're double clutch.
Pairing drinks, yeah.
Yes. Two-fisted. Two-fisted.
Martinis, what else?
Greek food.
Greek food. I bet it would be good with
a muffaletta.
Yes, yes. That's it. That's it.
No, I want
Greek
one.
Food right? And... A muffaletta.
Muffaletta. Oh,
Big John had a muffaletta the other day at work.
This would be
yeah,
awesome.
But he hasn't had one from the Central Market.
No, but he knows where to get like
on Decatur
real
Street.
Good ones.
Well, we need to check that out. Maybe next week, find out where
they
got
fly
it.
Wherever he gets them. They fly the bread in from New Orleans.
Ah, nice. See, the bread is the key. Yeah.
The bread is the key, and the olive salad is the key. Those are fantastic. If you ever go to New Orleans, you need to go without fail to the Central Market on Decatur Street and get yourself a muffaletta.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get one of those shirts that says, show me your muff.
Yes.
A letter. That's on the back.
Yeah, do that. Oh,
you have to get beignets and cafe au lait.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. So anyway, as far as we're concerned, this particular beer called Blueberry Cobbler Ale, coming all the way from Funky Buddha Brewing Company, located in Oakland Park, Florida, would pair best with martinis, Greek food, and muffalettas.
Nice.
I think that's great.
I like it.
And once again, the alcohol content is 5.4% by volume.
Perfect.
Okay. We are going to have a little taste contest this evening, just like we did last week. We're going to pit this up against...
Oh, pit olives.
A cider.
You guys are terrible.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
It's been a long week, haven't you heard? I get a little unwitty when I get stressed. Oh, and here come the new shot glasses.
Nice.
New shot glasses. Would not taint the other one. Mm-hmm. All right. I am pouring the...
Yeah, right?
Is that what was in the last one?
You're gross.
Stop. Oh, stop. That's bad. Now, this
one
This one looks almost like champagne.
Ooh. Ooh. Some champagne.
Ooh, it smells amazing.
Dad's pouring them a little full.
Yeah, so be careful.
He's a wishful thinker.
Oh, this one smells wonderful.
I spilled some of my notes. Hannah Claire, go ahead and be the first victim. Do it.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What does that taste like?
Oh wow.
That tastes like something.
Mm.
I'm going pears.
No, I'll tell you what it is. Our next offering
that one's actually pretty good.
Our next offering comes from Cider Boys Cider Company, located in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So we went out on a limb.
Out on a limb.
This offering is called
Out on a Prairie.
Pineapple Hula.
Ah.
It's apple and pineapple mix. Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay, so what do boys in Wisconsin know about hula?
Pineapple or hula?
Yeah.
What, were they in the Marines?
Well, they must have been. I know my buddy Russ Rivard and Gary Tank, both from Wisconsin. They know about hula.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they
do. These boys definitely do.
Mm-hmm. There was no big write-up on the bottle about these, so I can't give you any fun facts or anything like that. But I can tell you that the alcohol content is 5% by volume.
Oh, that's not bad.
What do you suppose this would pair best with?
Mm. The beach.
The beach.
Oh, hmm.
What else?
Grass skirt and a coconut bra.
Grass skirt.
Pulled pork sandwich.
And don't forget your lay.
Yeah. And you must be laid.
Yes. Good lay.
Coconut bra.
Some Pringles.
And a grass skirt.
Yes. But coconut bra, grass skirt, that's like one
in
pairing.
And a lay.
Yeah, and then a great lay.
A great lay.
Jesus.
You know, like plumerias or something.
Okay, so as far as we're concerned, this offering from Cider Boys Cider Company, located in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, that is called Pineapple Hula, pairs best with the beach, grass skirts, and coconut bras, and a great lay.
Yes.
Made of plumerias.
Made of plumerias. The alcohol content is 5% by volume.
Flowers.
Nice.
Hey, remember that that one that we tried last week that was called Calliope?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Catastrophe?
Yeah. Stephanie, didn't you hear a commercial or an ad or something like that?
On Twitter, Barley Moe said to try your Calliope beer with strawberries and bananas.
See, you shouldn't have to add anything to
right.
it.
Well, that's, you know, like Corona, you add the lime. Calliope, apparently, if you add the strawberries and bananas.
I mean, how would you pour
more,
it on it?
Yeah, like some sliced fruit.
You know how fruit works?
Yeah, just get a big plate of fruit and just pour it all over there.
Well, I mean, how would you do it? You know, I mean, would you just take
a
bite of banana and then smoothie drink
them
it,
up?
No, you get a cup, like a pint glass, and cut them up and throw them in there.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like you throw a little...
Like a sangria or something.
Right.
You know?
Sangria.
Sangria. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Or put a slice of lemon in your water.
Stick the whole banana in there. Whatever.
Infuse it.
Whatever you're used to.
Whatever it is, it needed something.
And that might work. Mm. The strawberries.
It needed something because it definitely tasted like
I wouldn't try eating the bananas or strawberries afterwards after they've been marinating.
You know what's so sad is, as bad as it was, I drank all of them.
Yeah. You're terrible.
You're like the kaleidoscope.
Well, I kept thinking it was going to get better.
Yes. You know, it's look at Dad and his positive attitude.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a chance.
Who knew it was in there?
See, I did that with the show The Arrow, and no, I was wrong.
Yeah. Just wrong.
Anybody
just
want the Cider Boys?
I'll take a second.
Pass this down to the ladies. Let them share the rest of that one. That's fantastic.
Like you got it there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'll drink Ty's, and I still have an olive beer. What was this? Blueberry something?
Blueberry surprise. No, blueberry cobbler.
Muffaletta beer.
Muffaletta beer.
Tastes like muff.
I don't know. I thought it was We're not ever going to get any sponsorship.
No. We're horrible people.
Yeah,
we'll get a sponsorship to hell.
Yeah.
Don't these companies, don't they have like groups of people that come in and try, you know, their beer?
I'm sure they do.
And they watch them behind like a one-way mirror or something like that, and they're like, I like these people, but these people, they should never drink our beer again.
Well, and
here we are on Radio St. Pete talking trash about it.
Neither one of these are bad.
No,
I don't know. Maybe they'll invite us to do one of their taste test things.
Right. Try to convince us.
Honest. Yeah, exactly.
With money.
Honest.
With money.
You know, experiment.
Money and better beer.
No. We're obviously brutally honest. Taste better. You know, no holding back.
What if we went over to Barley Mow and said,
Molly,
all right, you kind of disappointed us last week.
All right,
so show me what you got.
At?
Well,
we could go over there and get completely loaded and just keep going. I don't know what else you got.
What else you got?
This is terrible.
That's grape. What?
Tastes like a shoe. Yeah.
Now, in their defense, we have liked a lot of their beers. Well, not a lot.
Americana was
Americana.
Great. Quackalope was great.
Quackalope
was a little bit bitter, but it was still very good.
But like the Americana, the first time we actually tried the Americana, we were at a restaurant in downtown St. Pete.
Yep, you're right.
And then any time we went anywhere in St. Pete, if they had the Americana, that's what we ordered.
Right.
Because it was safe.
Mm-hmm. It's patriotic.
Have you noticed anything about these craft beers? I remember when we first started doing these taste tests and things like that.
Nothing but grapefruit.
Well, the craft beer, that too. But the craft beer sort of messed with my stomach a little bit. I don't know if it made me... I don't want to say gassy, but it kind of made my stomach feel a little weird. A
little washing machine-ish?
I guess we've done enough of these taste tests where now it doesn't faze me at all.
Maybe it's killing all the bad gut bacteria that you always see online.
I don't know. I wonder if anybody else has had that experience where I'm assuming that the craft beer is probably a little bit more rich.
Yes.
Than like a domestic beer.
Definitely.
Because I don't ever get it drinking my natty.
Yeah. Oh, no. No. Well, and that's, I was politely informed that our beer critiques were, how did they put it?
Rude.
That. And.
Unjust.
That we don't.
Uncalled for.
We don't try to appreciate the different flavors.
Who told you that?
Certain guests that we have had over the past week that love craft beer and love the different flavors,
nuances,
and the different tastes.
You shouldn't be drinking your beer for the nuance.
I
just drink it to get hammered.
Yeah, right. I mean, we like...
Forget about today.
Think
about tomorrow.
We like drinkable beer. Right. And drinkable beer you can... Drink.
That's right.
And it's hard to get a flavor profile when the second you put it in your mouth, it's like you got punched in the face. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, gross.
Somebody's got their hand on your throat.
I don't care what the ingredients are. Yeah. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am excited.
Yes.
Because most of the craft breweries right now are tapping their fall beers.
Well, you know what? I thought about getting something tonight that was like pumpkin spice flavored, but I thought, well, you know, we're still a long way away from Halloween.
It's still
got a month.
It's
a month and a half.
90 degrees.
Right. So, but definitely, I think what we'll do, just like we did tonight, we did a comparison. I think what we'll do closer to Halloween is we'll start, you know, sampling more of those types of seasonal,
you
know, fall type, you know, craft
exactly.
beers.
And I'm excited about that.
Me too. I've not ever tasted a pumpkin spice beer.
Well, in my mind,
right.
pumpkin spice would taste better warm.
Ew.
Ew, gross, no.
Well, no, I mean, no, I'm not saying
I get
beer
what you're
wise,
saying.
But like pumpkin pie, mm.
yeah.
if you eat it warm, it's. And I'm not sure how that's going to go over with our untrained
palates.
Do you
know, palates. I can't eat pumpkin pie. I have not had a piece of pumpkin pie since I was like 6 years old.
Okay.
It's great.
My, it is.
Everybody
good.
Raves about it.
It's a texture.
It's
thing.
Probably one of those things that I just need to get over.
I go in phases.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's better for me if you don't.
yeah.
Sometimes perfect, I like it. Sometimes honey. I can't.
Right.
Anyway. It's weird.
You're perfect.
I love it.
All right. It's got to be covered in whipped cream.
Let's talk about movies and entertainment, shall we?
Yes.
I know, Hannah Claire, you went to go see Scully.
Sully.
Sully.
Sully?
Where yeah. was Mulder?
Sully. I'm sorry.
was
Sully.
Scully. Was she sailing a boat? Honey, Scully a little more.
yeah, Scully. Sully.
Well, that's Sully. What he did do. With
the truth
plane,
is out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you like it?
I liked it a lot. It was very good.
I'm trying to look.
You wanted to see it.
yes.
And you were happy with it.
Yeah.
Even though we know the ending.
Yeah.
What did it bring?
What do you mean? I don't know. It was very suspenseful. Like, I don't know. It was cool.
Even though you know everyone...
Yeah, everyone survives and stuff. But, I mean, still, it puts you right there in it. You
yeah, but
know?
How long That's a movie cool. could it be? I mean,
it's like an hour
much,
and a half.
How much backstory is there? Because it's like...
There's look, not too much.
The plane took off. The plane took off, and then it you know, crash-landed into the Hudson River, you know, shortly after takeoff. So, I can't imagine... I mean, there must have been a lot of backstory.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Did
not too much backstory. It was cool. It kept, like, changing scenes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Would show them, like, about to crash, and then it would go back a little bit, and then back to about to crash, and I don't know.
Oh.
It was jumping around a lot.
But it kept you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I liked it.
Did they go into his political stuff at all?
Not really.
Okay.
But is there a problem?
Is there a problem?
No, but... And he tried to do political stuff after all this happened, and just nobody would listen to him.
And they said, hey, dude, you're a pilot.
You hit the goose. Get out of here.
hey, speaking of geese.
Yeah.
Have any of you seen that? We watched it on last weekend on Sunday morning show. That guy that lives on that lake.
Oh, that was so cool.
It was so cool. This guy lives on a lake, right? And he does a lot of boating.
Mm.
So, like 2 or 3 years ago, he found a
gosling
in the lake all by itself.
And it was drowning.
Yeah. It had been abandoned. So,
a gosling? What?
Gosling.
So he,
a baby
he decided.
Like Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah. He decided.
It was that cute.
Oh my God.
He scooped it out of the water and he, you know, brought it back to health or mm-hmm. whatever. And he just kept it and he decided that it, at some point, he would just release it into the wild once it was big enough.
Right, once it learned to fly.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, well, we did that with the Blue Jays.
He tried to do that, but this goose loves him.
Oh.
It won't go away.
It kept coming back.
He tried on numerous occasions. He said, I even went like 3 miles out. You
and
know,
put it out of the car. And,
no, put it out of the boat, you know.
Right.
And... it got back to his house before he did.
Yeah.
It flew back.
It flew
but it was
back.
So cool because you're watching this. He's on his boat and he's you know going down the lake or the river whatever he's on and this goose is flying right next to him.
Really?
So close that he can reach over and rub its belly while it's flying
oh.
next to him. And then when the goose gets tired of flying, it just speeds up a little bit and goes and lands on the front of the boat
on
and
the
sits
bow
there,
of the boat.
You know.
And then as soon as it's, you know, it's taken a rest.
Right.
It'll take flight again.
Yeah.
And just fly.
And fly
with him.
And just flies around the boat. You know, lands back on the boat.
It goes everywhere with him.
Yeah. Remember.
Everywhere.
Remember the guy and the interviewer were walking through town, And you know, all of a sudden you see the goose come and land like on the sidewalk, and then just starts walking with him.
It crosses the street, just walking with him.
Yeah,
Anna Paquin had to build a goose-shaped plane to deal with this problem.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he said that you know, it says, "Look, you know, obviously this goose has a crush on me," and he goes, "You know, I've got a crush on the goose.
Yeah, I'm attached.
I'm attached now. You know." He says that the goose is very jealous, does not like women.
No,
if he's talking to a woman, and he says that the goose is actually very particular and actually knows the girls that he's talking to that might have a chance, and the ones that the goose thinks has a chance, he's very rude to.
Yeah.
The girls that don't have a aggressive. Chance, he's like, you can talk to this one.
Does the goose have a name?
I'm sure it does. I don't remember.
I think it was called Duck Duck.
Duck Duck Goose.
Good one.
Shut up, Doug.
We're bad at this.
Anyway, Sully, the movie about Sullenberger, is that his name?
Yeah. That is actually his name.
Who landed the plane in the who landed the plane in the Hudson River, saving everybody's life? Was directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
That's pretty cool.
It's a scary man to work
if you're
for.
Looking for,
do it again.
Yeah. Right.
I think he's happy. Is he happy? I don't know.
Is that an open carry state?
If you're looking for a critique, Mom went online and got a list of Charlie Jewell's critiques.
Yes.
Of a number of movies. Charlie Jewell, by the way, is the Radio St. Pete's movie critic.
Yes, Cinema Clash.
Cinema Clash.
Saturdays and Sundays. In the archives.
Yep. But he gave Sully 3 stars. It's very good. That means that's like a B.
Yes.
Or
B+. He only does 4 stars.
Right.
And he is not liberal with them.
No.
Mm-mm. He does not give them easily.
No, he doesn't. And he does a very good review. You should try to catch his show.
Yes.
Very good. I like him. One of the other movies that's coming out is the Blair Witch, the remake of the Blair Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a remake or is it a sequel? What exactly? Does anyone know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Blair Witch sequel. It says right here, Blair Witch sequel has not an ounce of the original's creativity or terror.
Hmm. Okay.
So, I can tell you right now that one movie critic, Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times, gave it an F.
Oh,
Charlie Jewell was nice enough to give it 2 stars.
Oh.
So, there you go. One gives it an F.
Kind of looks like crap.
2 stars.
Yeah.
Now, the movie that you want to see, Steph, is Snowden.
Yes, I want to see Snowden, which did it come out today or last week?
It starts today, and I'm looking through my
critiques. Does he get royalties for that? And if so, how would that work?
I don't know, but from the previews that I've seen at the movies, it looks like it tells a whole different story than what we've been told in the media.
I have not seen what Charlie Jewell thought about it.
No.
Steve Persall gave it a B. I did hear another critique that said, too much humping and not enough hacking. They threw a love story in there, and you know, love stories.
Game of Thrones treatment.
Love stories tend to ruin movies, especially this is a movie about national security and things like that, and they throw a love story in there. And
I would have preferred a documentary
style. Yeah, that would have been much better.
Yeah.
Than a dramatic. Mm-hmm. Based on real events, but that doesn't mean it is real events kind of thing.
Yeah. Another movie is this Bridget Jones's Baby.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Ty's like, why?
Yeah,
why?
But I don't know. Have you ever seen Bridget Jones' Diary? I think they're good. I like Renee Zellweger.
You would.
She looks bad in this.
Well, she had all that facial surgery, so I hear that she really did a number on her face, and she's not as cute as she used to be.
It's not good.
I mean, I'd almost go see the movie just to see what she looks like.
No, you can just watch the trailer.
Oh, really?
You see enough to be horrified.
Again, I didn't see where Charlie Jewell, from what we have, he may have already done.
He may have.
His critique of the
movie.
He
didn't waste his time.
But what I got out of the Tampa Bay Times is that Steve Persall gave it a B. So he was not offended by the movie.
Well, it's, you know, it's a romantic, fun comedy, I guess, in today's day and age. Right. I don't know. I'd
like the first ones.
Well, that was great. That was, what, 10 years ago?
I like my chick flicks, man.
Yeah, he does. He does. He as long as they don't make him cry.
I get all weepy.
You know, I mean, weepy is good. Crying is bad.
I don't cry. My eyes leak a little bit.
Uh-huh. Steel Magnolias. I might have to, Terms of Endearment.
I might have to leave the room for a minute.
And blow your nose like five times.
Fake sneeze.
Every time.
And we can tell that you're fake sneezing because when you sneeze, it's like 14 times in a row.
No, that's not fake. That's real.
Well, no.
No, that's exactly. The real.
That's how we can tell, because you only sneeze like once.
But if you sneeze once in a movie and then excuse yourself to blow your nose, we know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
I'm crying.
You're not faking anybody out.
Hey, one of the things that we talk about quite often on the show is the Tampa Theater over in Tampa. We love that place.
Yes.
We've seen some great things there. We've seen concerts there. We've seen movies there. I think the only movie that I've ever seen there was the Penguin movie.
Right.
How fun was
March
that?
March of the Penguins.
Where we all dressed up in, tuxedos and stuff like that. That was a lot of fun.
That was a hoot.
Yeah. The Tampa Theater is fantastic. But anyway, they are celebrating, I think, like their 90th year.
That could be.
Yep. But they're doing this movie sort of marathon, and it's coming October 15th it's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be playing four movies, but what they're going to be doing is they're going to the admission to these movies. It's going to be just like what they charged back in 1926 when the place opened.
Right.
Wow. It's going to be 25 cents a movie.
Nice.
So for a buck, you can see all four movies.
Well, what's playing?
Well, these are movies probably that you may not have ever heard of. Martin Scorsese's Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
Not ever heard of that. The Artist. The Cameraman. And Cinema Paradiso. Is that four? One, two, three, four.
Yes.
But anyway, like I say, these are all movies. I think all of these movies are in black and white.
No. Is The Artist in black and white?
I think so.
Almost. From 2011?
No, well, The Artist is almost entirely silent.
Right. It is a silent movie. Right. Almost silent.
Right. So that's kind of cool. I love the Tampa Theater. One of the things that, let's see, what's it say about the Tampa Theater? It was
it's
designed.
Haunted.
Well, no, it says that it was designed by John Eberson.
So okay.
Back in 1926, he put that whole thing together. You know, you can go there and you can sit under the stars and that old Mediterranean opulence.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I love it. I love it there.
Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Ty and Hannah, I'm assuming that you guys know a lot more than I do about Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Yeah, kind of.
I know that I've heard him interviewed before on different shows that I've listened to, and he's kind of a jerk.
Right.
He's just not very tolerant.
Not very tolerant. What's he like on his show?
He's cool on the Bill Nye show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, next spring, he's going to have a whole series on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you like Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Look for him next spring on Netflix.
Is it going to be another science show?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's nice. What he does.
Oh, yeah. Let me make sure.
What I want to know is it going to be fun Bill Nye the Science Guy, or is it going to be cranky negative Bill Nye the Science Guy?
You know what? I kind of like cranky negative Bill Nye because he's hitting a lot of really good points.
I don't mind him.
It's going
to
be.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you.
Glad you got that in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Thanks for appreciating what I do.
The producer's work is never done.
You're right.
Ever.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things that we missed earlier this week, this was actually happened on Tuesday, is we missed the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson.
I know.
It wasn't the actual Beach Boys, but it was some of the crew. It was Brian Wilson, what's his name, Al Jardine, Blondie Chaplin. They performed on Tuesday at the Mahaffey Theater. What they were doing is they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beach Boys' iconic album, Pet Sounds. I got a little bit of that right here. Not the song Pet Sounds, but a little Beach Boys.
How many times have you kids seen the Beach Boys live?
Several.
Yeah, a bunch.
Many. Was the beauty of
When I was a teenager, I went through a real Beach Boys phase. It was
me
like
too.
That one particular summer, and I think we all did.
Of course you did.
We all had, you know, hey, remember
you had your fair hair.
What was that? What was that?
Those patchy pants.
That company where you could order records, and they would send you the records.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And nobody ever paid.
Right.
It was like you order like, you know, 20 movies for, you know, a nickel a piece.
A penny.
Records for like a nickel a piece or something like that.
And
then they sent you this outrageous bill.
Right.
You know, and nobody ever paid because everybody ordering the albums was like underage. So they could never press the issue.
Was that Netflix's first try?
Yeah, right, probably.
It's pretty funny. Pet Sounds was released by Capitol Records back in May 16th, Mom's birthday, back in 1966, the year before she was born.
Yes.
I hope I'm not giving too much away there, dear.
Fitting. No, it's fine. Being 50, whatever. Whatever. It's going to happen.
You're not 50 yet, girl, so.
I know.
Enjoy the ride.
Yes, I know.
We actually saw the Beach Boys, you and I, together at the Hula Bowl in Hawaii. Remember that? It was after the, what was it? Didn't they used to have like a college, it was the Hula Bowl, the college football game.
Right. The East-West.
Something like that. They played after. Yeah.
No, and I used to drag the kids every summer that we were out in California. They always played the Ventura County Fair.
Right.
That was the day we went to the fair.
Well, the only time I've ever seen them live was with you there at the Hula Bowl.
Shocking.
Yeah.
What about you two?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to see the Beach Boys without me?
Nope.
No.
Can't
I know
say
one
that
time
I
that we went, John Stamos was playing the drums.
Yes, he was.
And I was like, cool. Wow, John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Hey, so have you guys ever listened to the Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor?
No. Oh, You've probably heard it.
It usually comes on WMNF or...
listen to that all the time.
Public radio. It's Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a fantastic show.
It sounds familiar.
It's very good. He does it's kind of a variety show. He's got a lot of sound effects. He's got a lot of people on the show that do different things, tell stories. There are a lot of stories that he will get into and everybody takes part. It'd be almost like Ty, if I were to start a story, I'm one particular character. And then when I get finished with my little bit of dialogue, then you would carry on the rest of the story and then mom would go, you know, and then sound effects, you know, stuff
it's
like that.
Fun. It's a very fun show.
Just gave me flashbacks of middle school.
Well, Garrison Keillor has basically stepped away after 42 years.
Yes.
He started doing it.
42 years.
Yeah, he started doing it back in 1974, and he stepped down earlier this summer. Taking over the show is a mandolin ace, Chris Thiele. Chris Thiele. He's a younger man. I believe he's in his 30s. And Thiele wants to try to change things up a little bit, so he's going to start inviting musical guests on the show.
That are a little more hip and with it.
Yep. He's going to have Jack White. He's going to have Jack White on there. Nathaniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweats.
Nice.
And he's going to have a comedian, humorist John Hodgman. That's all going to be during his first program. So that's going to be kind of interesting.
I'd like to see
that. Thiele says he wants a show of such quality that it becomes generation and demographic less.
You can only hear it. You can see Always it like in that. Your mind.
Garrison Keillor is, I'd love that. I mean, I used to love listening to it. We never made a practice of listening to it.
No, but we've listened quite often.
Yeah, I like
to
it.
To that if we happen to be home on a Sunday afternoon with no football.
Right. I like
it. It's fun. It's a fun show.
It's a fun show, everybody.
It wouldn't have made it 42 years if it weren't fun.
Yep.
You guys going to make it 42 years? Fun show here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hanging in there? Mm-hmm. 42 years. Yeah. We only have 41 to go. One down, 41 to go.
Oh, here's something.
Oh, no.
Monday. Talk
Monday,
like a pirate
Monday.
Day.
Oh, Christ.
Arr.
Arr.
Everybody change your Facebook language.
And I almost did it. When I wrote this down, I said, please, and I said this to myself, please don't say Polish your peg leg. And I almost did it. As soon as I started reading, I was like, oh, no, that's polish. Polish your peg leg. Monday is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, a day when landlubbin laws of grammar are made to walk the plank.
Mm-hmm. I actually had a lot of fun.
Polishing your peg leg.
If you need to practice, tonight, as a matter of fact, at Gaspar's Grotto is hosting a party for pirates tonight from 6 to 10:30 p.m. It's a great opportunity to dress, talk, walk, and drink like a pirate. The admission is $20, and Gaspar's Grotto is located at 1805 East 7th Avenue in Tampa. For more information, you can call 813-495-9039.
Or just put your eye patch on and head over.
Yeah. It's amazing to me that, you know, there's a day for everything now.
Yes, there is.
Talk like a pirate day.
Talk like a pirate day.
Mm-hmm. I think Ty does that every day.
He might.
Mm-hmm. Yar.
Yar.
Yeah, yar.
That sounds Canadian to me.
Yar.
Eh?
Yar.
Eh?
Mm-hmm. Land, what's all this about?
Landlubber.
Yar.
Reading books.
What we should probably do is go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
We do have a couple other things that I do want to mention for our weekend entertainment.
Oh, but, entertainment. It's just so entertaining.
It is so entertaining. On and on. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We will talk to you about anything. We'll be right back.
One, two, three. Brand new dude, man, it sure looks smooth. I've got some station boots, where they're looking cool. We're standing all alone, they only make me look like a fool. But baby, without you, well, I'm only half a man. Baby, without you, well, I'm only half a man.